Alright, guys, I think that's all for now. Josh will be in there in a minute when he's done with the Bible drill. If you would, bow with me. We'll have a quick prayer, and then we'll get started. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you at this time. We're so thankful for this Lord's Day, so thankful for the opportunity to worship you this morning. We pray that everything was done in accordance with your will. We ask that you would be with us now as men of this congregation as we make decisions about how to best spread the borders of your kingdom and about the work that's being done here at Westside. I ask that you give us wisdom to make the decisions that would best benefit the church here and the church all over the world. We thank you for your son, for his sacrifice for our sins, and we ask that you be with us and guide us. We ask all these things through your son's name. Amen. All right, guys, so first thing that I have, before I just double check, make sure I don't forget anything. As far as the finances, again, don't have a sheet today. I called, and the old Quicken program that we have, they can't make it work anymore, basically. The services that they offered through that, so it's all web-based now. And so what that requires is it's a $5 a month subscription to those Quicken services. I think that would be the best way to do it, because if not, we basically have to start over from what I understand, because I can, the backup file that I have, I can use that and once we sign up for the service, and so we'll still have all the information. We won't lose anything, in other words. But as far as the offline version and the security sign-in that I couldn't get through, that's no longer an option anymore. So does anybody have any objections to spending that $5 a month for the Quicken? All right, appreciate that. So I will get that going then between now, and we'll have a updated financial statement next quarter or next month. And Dad, if you want to write the,
just say it. I'm writing the pencil, but I
got okay. The balance is $138,689. All right.
Hey Josh, is that after the insurance we're talking about came out?
Yes, that's after the insurance. And so, the next thing I have. Attendance and the personal work class, and that kind of goes together. So if you look on the back, if you're not in lobby duty, then this first part, don't worry about it too much. But if you want to scan that QR code at the top that says attendance form for lobby duty, for those that are in the lobby duty from time to time. So last time we said we would, you know, I would set this up and we would kind of go from there. And if anybody had any other suggestions that they came up with, that we would, you know, look at those and then kind of decide how we want to do this. So this is not like how it's going to be done, remember. This is just the idea I had in mind and how it works. But as you scan that QR code, it pulls up the just basically the list of everybody in the congregation. And you just go through and you check present or absent, pick the date, hit present or absent, and submit. And so I've done it the last Wednesday. I did it today. It takes about, you know, 30 seconds or so to go through and do that. And so, you know, that's the part of the guy doing lobby duty. And then if you want to scan the next one, the Google Sheet, this is what everybody would see to go look and you know, look up who's been, when they've been out, that sort of thing. And so
do you have to rescan that every time, Josh?
No. Well, if you're on lobby duty, what I suggest is you bookmark it in your phone. I mean, there's half a dozen ways you could do it. We can keep this in the foyer. You can scan it every time. It's just a website, though, so you know, you can bookmark it. But then if you'll scan that Google Sheet QR code, you'll kind of see how it's set up. Probably a little easier to view on the computer than your phone, but your phone works, and you just scroll through. It gives you the date that the attendance was taken, and then you scroll to the right, and it tells you who was present, who was absent, that's kind of, you know, how it's set up. And the reason I made the form how I did, I played with it a couple of ways, and at first I put everybody's family, just did it all in one block, you know, and maybe, but when I did that, it would populate it with everybody. You couldn't see the present or absent. It would basically be whoever's name was there or not. And so you kind of have to, okay, their name's not there, so they weren't here. So I felt like this was the best way to make this work. And again, it's not the fanciest. It's pretty simple, but the good thing about it is it's automatic. And what we could do is post the link to, if we decided to go this way, what we would do is we post the link to this Google Sheet on the Facebook group. We could put a QR code in the bulletin, too, that stays on the bulletin. Again, it's just a website, so there's half a dozen ways you can get that website link to people. The Facebook group, I feel like, would probably be the easiest for most. And anytime they want to go and check it out, they feel like, you know, I haven't seen such and so-and-so in a while. You know, have I been missing them or have they been there? They can go click on that link, and then they can see, you know, when they've been out and for how often and that sort of thing. So,
is the form, the form's automatically adding new lines to the spreadsheet?
Yes.
Can you add a second worksheet without breaking that?
I have no idea.
You can.
Well, I don't know. Adding a second sheet may make it where the form doesn't work anymore.
Well, at any point, for what purpose? Are you thinking, like, down the road in a year we want?
I mean, like, to just make the sheet is kind of hard to visually digest. We could create a pivot table or something and create a graph on the second sheet where you could just click on somebody's name and it would show here, absent, you know, over time.
Well, see, and if you've got the editing privileges to the Google form, there are other ways to look at it, kind of like what you're talking about. It'll say, you know, like 0 for 1 or 0 for 2 or 2 for 2. I mean, there's a couple different ways to do that. We might can, like, automatically, I don't know that there's a way, but we can go in and maybe.
I mean, automatically. I mean, if I create a second worksheet that just uses the data.
I believe that you should be able to do that. That's just getting a little bit beyond my immediate knowledge of how to. And what I can do, if you've got Google Docs, it's easiest if you've got Google Docs, for those of you familiar, I can give anybody in this room editing privileges to that spreadsheet. Now, again, we wouldn't want to mess with that first page because it's an automatic thing. The form as well, if you wanted to go look, you know, have editing privileges to the form so you could look at those different views of the responses, because there's a couple of ways to look at the data there, then that's fine. The way this is set up, if we need to add or take away names from that Google form, I can do that. You can do that at any time. You don't have to, like, redo the whole thing. It's real simple to just add and take away. And so, again, you know, there are some other things we could do to get some more views of that. It's a possibility. Yes, thank you.
So I don't know anything about Google Docs or anything like that. Is there a way, if we are looking at making it more digestible, as Justin said, to where you could see Wednesdays versus Sundays? I know technically I can look at the date.
I think he would be able to do that with what he's talking about. I would think.
Just to visualize it.
Again, I have no idea how hard that would be. And again, guys, like, I see what you're saying, because on the form, you really put anything on the form you want. It's just a matter of, like, we could do a different form for Wednesdays. I could put, you know, 3 or 4 boxes. It's just the more you add, the automatic part's the appealing part here, and the more you add, the more confusing the data is going to look like. Again, if somebody that knows more about Excel is willing to go in there and create all the formulas and all that stuff to sync the raw data to a more visually appealing sheet, then that's something, you know, again.
He's just a history teacher, though.
Yeah.
Probably you and me sit down someday, and it probably makes sense to add Sunday, Wednesday, 9 a.m., 11 a.m.,
That's another thing as well. You're talking about the 3 different services.
Yeah, you could add. I can make the pivot table, and you can try it out and make sure I haven't broken it.
Nice. Yeah. And so, and again, you know, we can always make copies and do whatever we want, and then if we find something that works better that we want, then we can just share that new link once. But as far as doing it this way, does anybody have any other suggestions outside of like the specifics to change this, Isaiah?
Well, you said specifics.
Well,
I was just going to say, did you want to add sick visiting elsewhere?
Well, again, the only thing with that I'm thinking, I mean, I get what you're saying, and Josh mentioned that earlier as well. The more you add, the harder it gets visually on the sheet. And we've already got the personal worksheet. I mean, to me, kind of the purpose of this is simply who's been here, who's not. And so, you know, when you're those that would want to be checking on this and be like, okay, who was, you know, I haven't seen them in a while. Were they here? They go, but, oh, they've been out a while. Then, okay, you know, is there a reason they're out that we know about? Looking at the personal worksheet, looking at the bulletin.
I would strongly advise not to do that. Because it becomes a data management nightmare. It's just like my kids being sick at school. You'll have somebody be like, hey, you know, back on November 4th, you had me marked as absent, but I was sick. Can you go back and change that? It's like, no.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I think we've got the other tools to work. This is just simply a...
I don't want people to, like, not know that Ian, you know, in Weatherford, see him gone.
And again, it's important to understand, and it's important. Well, yeah, like Ian, for example, everybody knows, you know. And and when we present this and tell people, hey, this is what we're doing, it's important to.
But see, that's not a bad thing. Ian's gone for a month. People notice. They reach out to Ian. Ian's like, oh yeah, I'm over here preaching that thing. He still gets encouragement that people notice and reach out.
Yeah, and again, this is not a. There is way more to being a Christian than just being in the seat. We all understand that. And we can mention that. Like, this is simply a way for us to help bear one another's burdens and to watch out for each other. It's just a tool to do that. You know, we really can't control everybody's individual idea of how they look at this. And, you know, So again, you know, that's something that we can mention when we talk to people. Is our reasons for doing this? You know, we would want to be clear about our reason for doing this. And so again, so does anybody object or have a better way of getting this done? Okay. Well, then tell you what, those of you that have lobby duty, scan that top one, bookmark it, and you know, take attendance this way every time you've got lobby duty. And then we will, you know, me and Justin can get together and we'll work on the fine-tuning of it and see.
I'm fine with working with him.
Okay. I know there's a ton of things you can do with Excel. And Google Sheets is basically Excel, but I don't use it enough outside of the basics to do it. It would be rocket science for me in some ways. Yes.
I suppose it's too much to ask for a gold star for perfect attendance. too much.
I don't have any stickers left.
Okay.
I'll highlight your name.
You
get
one of Albert's kids.
Are you telling me you've never in your life missed a service?
No. Yeah. I don't think we'd be putting out too many gold stars.
Yeah. All right, guys. So now, if you want to turn it over to the personal work groups, this is the next thing I've got on the agenda. And there have been, again, well, let's see. My wife has had some good ideas, and I've been thinking about this as well as all. I mean, I'm sure we all have been thinking about some things. Just, we've lost several members recently. We've had several that have been struggling in one way, shape, or form. And, you know, some of that is just how things are. You know, can't help it all. But I think there are definitely areas that we can improve. You know, these personal work groups are something that can be very, very helpful, or they can just be a box for check-in and kind of running through the motions, really not getting anything out of it. And so, you know, there have been some suggestions. At the very basis level, the reorganization of it here, I know that it was six, I looked back and it was 6 months ago that we changed up the groups because we had added a lot of people. Well, now 6 months later, we've lost a lot of people. And I think like in the middle, in Josh's group, there's only like six of them left. Anyway, and so this is a list. Ellen actually came up with this list, and so this is by no means something that's in stone. But it's a pretty good organization. She put the groups to where it was pretty even as far as those, first of all, that are consistently showing to the personal work groups, which that's an issue to talk about in a second that we want to address anyway. And also with a couple of different men that are comfortable with leading the group in each one. But there's also been the suggestion, I think it's a good idea, to kind of rotate these groups every 6 months or so. It was suggested every 6 months. And one of the reasons for that suggestion was also in addition to the idea of improving these personal work groups, and not only these groups working as a way to reach out to visitors and to that part of it, but also to really build the relationships between each other, and also to possibly, you know, it was mentioned the idea of encouraging these groups to meet outside of services, you know, like once a month, get together at somebody's house or meet somewhere, to, again, not as much in that sense to, okay, here are our visitors and here's who's sick and that sort of thing, but within the group, hey, how are you doing spiritually? How can we help you out? Is anybody struggling with anything? And so, you know, those are some of the suggestions that have been mentioned. You know, again, there's a lot of different ways that we could do this. I'm pretty much in agreement with those suggestions that made that this is something that would be good, that would be needed. The reality of it and the practical side of me says it's going to take everybody working together. I think that those that are, again, we've got those that are more in leadership positions in this church. I'm not just talking about officially or not. We understand that there are those that are more in those areas of leadership and in those roles, or that they're looked to for that anyways, maybe is the correct way to put that, they're looked up to lead this congregation. And those people in these groups, I think it's very much going to be on them to reach out and to encourage, and hey, you know, we've got it, let's, you know, we're meeting this week, we want you in that room after services, and you know, we want to know how you're doing, we want, you know, you to be able to help out, but just more of an active role in getting these groups together. And then especially, you know, if it's anything's going to be successful outside of the service, you know, or outside of the, you know, when we're at the building, it's definitely going to take that to kind of make that work if that's something they're wanting to do. As far as one last thing, and then I'll open it up for discussion. One suggestion that I have as far as when we are at services, I've seen it, I believe Oklahoma City, the 84th Street group there did it, and it stood out to me, and I thought it was a good idea, is for whoever's leading singing in the morning for the final slide. You know, after we sing the invitation song, then that last click would go to a slide that is the day's personal work group with the names to remind people. And we can make that slide, you know, and we'll pre-make those slides, and you'll just import that slide like you do the Lord's Supper slide, basically. And we can even put it on the Lord's Supper, you know, PowerPoint if we want to. That way it's all in one. But that's just that's a little thing that might go a long way in just reminding people, hey, this is the personal work group, and by the way, this is just your names up here. You know, you're in there.
That's a good idea. And go ahead and do the men's meeting on the second Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be the slide. Yeah,
that as well. Yeah, I'll make those slides up. That'd be fun. It wouldn't take much to do it, just like they did the more simple slides. Okay.
So. Any thoughts on anything I just said?
Sounds good.
I like it. All sounds good. Starting what, January?
Yeah, that's good. I think that's good. We're close enough to that, but it's not next
week.
Give
me a chance to talk about it a little from the pulpit.
And I'm sure a lot of people are going to be out of town, you know, next few weeks anyway. So yeah. That I think that'd be good. Good idea. And again, with each group, there's going to be, you know, that getting together outside of services. You know, we're not going to go as far as geographically organizing this. That would be a nightmare. But, you know, some are going to be able to make it more than others. But even if it's just a handful out of each group that are able to meet once a month, throughout that 6 month time frame that that group is together, that's going to go a long way. You know, it starts from that, and so any little thing that we can do. By the way, for as far as me and Rachel, if you know you're struggling to figure out where to meet, and you know, call us. I mean, our house is open. I know it's north, and so it might not be, you know, it might not make sense in that particular instance, but more than welcome to use our home, and we'll join in, and we'll be a part of two groups that month or whatever. You know, again, this really, we all see what we're trying to do here, and so, you know, just help each other out with these things, and let's see if we can improve that personal work here in our congregation, become closer and become stronger because of it. All right. I believe that's all that I had on today's agenda.
So I have three quick things.
Okay.
One, could you add Zoe to group one? She's not on the list, and people peruse the list, see if anyone else is missing.
I would make a suggestion to maybe put Patsy and Yvonne together, because I know Yvonne drives Patsy right now, at least, and it may continue in the future. I don't know. Okay. So that sometimes it gets stuck waiting for people.
No, no,
that's simple.
Okay.
And then another thing, I wanted to commend some of the people from group one for last week. Last week was really good. We were in there for ages. It was kind of ironic. I was intending to talk to a couple of people for personal work, and they were all gone by the time we got done. But it was a really good discussion. We basically just went through the entire congregation and talked about who might need to be reached out to, or who needed help, or who needed encouragement, all those types of things. So I that was one of the better and more encouraging personal work group meetings I've been a part of in a while. And then the third thing, Patsy asked me about the heater back in the women's restroom back there. She said normally it's on in the winter because it gets kind of freezy back there. And I mean, whatever, I can turn on a heater. But I didn't know if there was like an intention behind that. Is it supposed to just be on all the time at a fairly low thermostat? Or
I have no idea. Are you talking about the little space heater?
Yeah.
I
wouldn't think it would be smart to leave it on.
I would say get another one too. Some of them are 1950.
I think this one's newer. Like, yeah, it's a little plastic. Yeah. Whatever. Somebody probably just put it in there.
We bought it for. I think we picked them up for people getting baptized in the winter months. They have it back there.
Yeah, if somebody wants to go in and turn that on when we get here.
Well, maybe put it on a timer, but I want to leave it on all
make
the time.
Sure it's on and off at the end.
Yeah, you just say, if you turn it on, make sure you're the one that turns it off. And
put it on a smart plug.
I don't know, I think that a lot of people
do that. I've got a spark plug. Why not put it on a dump plug? Those things have timers. Yeah. You can buy timer outlets.
Well, just put it on a smart plug and just set it up.
But then you've got to turn it off.
No. No, smart plug can't turn it off.
Until it starts blowing breakers, then I'm going to pull it out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's doing that, then
no, we just smart plug, you forget to turn it off on your phone. Like, specifically down this hallway. Well, because people will put them in the nursery sometimes.
Right.
That circuit is unfortunately so overloaded that if we get one thing kicks on, there's 15 amps, and it usually will kill them.
Yep. Just put a bigger circuit breaker on.
The wires are not.
Just put a penny in there. Come on, Josh.
I mean, we have fire destroyed.
We have fire destroyed. It'll be okay.
I haven't reached.
Jimmy, can get
so. Jimmy, anything else, Justin? Was that it?
Was it?
Okay.
I got just for a heads up, more than anything, I did a little count today. It takes 11 men to run the service in the morning, and we are down to 11 men who take part in the services. So. Yeah. Guess be prepared to do something every Sunday. And if somebody's missing, there's going to be people who have to do two things every Sunday.
Can we
Sunday.
Go back to, can we talk about going back to three men on the Lord's Supper? Possibly,
We talked about that a little bit too. We might have to, if we lose any more, we might have to look at that.
Because, I mean, as it is right now, we've got, it's like one side sometimes is pulling the other, and it's like we got guys leading over from the back and like hitting the back, like this morning, I think. They were done with that side plus the back two rows before they got done with Stan Cox.
Fresh three rows.
That was separate two men just to do the Cox and Craig Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, but that's something we look at. Does anybody have any problem with just giving Jim the authority there? Because is there anybody that has a problem with 3 versus 4? Whether and then if he feels that's something that we can, you know, make slow work down, and he can try it out.
I would still fix 4 trays because the little guy can handle them all.
Yeah.
And you also just have 2 at the front. Most congregations our size just have 2 at the front. You just have 2 men stand up on the sides from where they're sitting and help them. You know, and that just makes it a lot easier. That way, duplicating, you won't be quite in front of everybody.
The answer is no. Nobody minds giving Jim
the Jim can do what he wants. I do appreciate that, the moments of silence that we've been doing.
Yeah, appreciate that as well. All right. Does anybody else have anything else? Appreciate it, guys.